السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you حضرت مفتی صاحب on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah bless you and Afa with Afiyat and good health. May Allah forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and accept all our خدمات and preparation for the مبارک month of Ramadan. حضرت مفتی صاحب the platform.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم. مولانا سلیم کریم، آمین آمین to all the wonderful دعاز and supplications. جزاک اللہ خیرن to our technician brother جنید خان. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Sha'ban 1446 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa and 90%, 95% of the cities, countries of the world. Alhamdulillah. We will scan the sky on Friday evening after Maghrib for the Mubarak blessed month of Ramadan. If the crescent is sighted, that will usher in the month of Ramadan Mubarak. If it is not sighted, then Saturday night will be the first of Ramadan, the first Taraweeh, and then Sunday will be the first fast if the crescent is not sighted. Today, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, for the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, genuine gold, shining, glittering, verses number 61 to verse number 67. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, one of the mightiest messengers and prophets of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember, regarding him, there are three groups. One, the Christians, they elevated his rank so much. They said, Ibnullah, Allah forbid. They said, he is the son of Almighty Allah. So this is the highest form of blasphemy. Almighty Allah rejects that totally and completely. Thereafter, the Jutlas and the Jews, they insulted and denigrated him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, and his mother, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and Mary the Virgin. They said, Ibn Zaniya, the son of a harlot, a loose lady, Allah forbid, naql kufr, kufr nabashid, naql kufri laysa bi kafirin. So this is another form of blasphemy, and insulting, denigrating the prophets and messengers is one of the features of the Jutlas and the Jews. Therefore, they are cursed repeatedly by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the noble Quran. And then we Muslims came. We said that he is a symbol and sign of Almighty Allah. And his mother is also a sign. Ayatain, Quran says. And we find that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned his Nami, his honorable name, 25 times in a noble Quran, Isa. And his honorable mother, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, 34 times. So all this shows how much respect and reverence we find for Jesus, peace be upon him, and Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha. You will not find that in any other scripture beside the noble Quran. And that is what we believe in, but we need to understand. Everything must be kept in their own perspective. So Almighty Allah tells us in Surah Mu'minun, chapter 23, وَجَعَلْنَا ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً. So Almighty Allah made them a sign and a symbol, the father, the mother and the son, the mother and the son, ayah. So yeah, Surah 23, Surah Mu'minun, verse number 55. So yeah, we continue. Almighty Allah states, wa innahu, chapter 43, verse 61. And verily, certainly he, Jesus, peace be upon him, la ilmul lisa'a, ilmul lisa'a, it means he's a sign of the day of justice. Now, no person in this day and age after 14 centuries in the 15th century can come and say the diacritical marks, the fatha, kasra, dhamma, the zabar, zair, pesh are incorrect. Remember, any person who says that, he himself goes out of the fold of Islam. So, wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a. So, the word is la ilmun, but the meaning of it will be alamatun, a sign, a symbol that he was born miraculously, there was no male intervention, and he received the gospel, the Bible, the Injil from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He spoke, remember, at a very young, tender age, and was already conferred with prophethood, and there will be a second coming for him. Wa innahu la ilmul lisa'a. So verily he is one of the signs of the day of justice. And the second coming is part of our faith, and he will descend there in Damascus. فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. You must have absolutely no doubt regarding the day of justice. وَاتَّبِعُونِي. And follow me immaculately. So when you stop there, وَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you study the philology of the word ittiba, it is the cow, it gives birth to the calf, and the calf is called male or female, tabi'a. It follows its mother immaculately wherever it goes. Hence we have to follow him, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately, as you heard just now, chapter 3, verse 31. Fattabi'uni yuhbibkumullah. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, follow me in all walks of life immaculately. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. Hada siratun mustaqim. This is the straight path, to follow the commandments of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people, remember? So that is the straight path. وَلَا يَسُدَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not let shaitan prevent you from the straight path. He will come in the guise of democracy, secularism, capitalism, Zionism, socialism, communism. All these are tawhuti systems, satanic systems. We have to reject all of them. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. Chapter number 2, verse number 256 of the Noble Quran. Innahu lakum aduwwum mubin. Verily, Satan, Shaitan, Iblis, Lucifer, and his progeny, they are your open, manifest enemies. Wa zayyana lahum shaitanu a'malahum. They will put a veneer, they will put a polish, they will put a varnish, remember, on the vices, embellish it, adorn it, beautify it, so people will find it irresistible. Must go to the casino, must go to the escort agency, must go to the brothel. Allah protect us all, Allah save us all. And that is what the month of Ramadan is all about. We all make sincere tawbah and repent, and then never ever go to such places. Allah alone help us. Now Jesus, peace be upon him, will come, second coming. Why will he come? لِإِبْطَالِ أَقِيدَةِ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى. So that he's going to show the Jews and Christians that what you are believing is totally false, and it is man-made and a figment of your imagination, and you better believe in me. And if you don't believe in me, then remember, there will be jihad, and there will be qital, and there will be fighting all the way, and you will be decimated and destroyed. Therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, wa in min ahlil kitab illa la yu'minanna bihi qabla mawti. So majority of the Jews, Christians, you can say that they will bring Iman and Islam But some of them, they will be resisting, and then the war will start against them as well. And this is in chapter 4, verse number 159. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. And on the day of justice, he will bear testimony against the Jutlas and the Jews and against the Christians. So only Islam was, is, will always be the only religion of truth. And every prophet messenger came only with Islam, no other faith. So this is what Jesus will tell his people on the arrival, the second time, the Nuzul Isa. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ عِيسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And remember, when Jesus, peace be upon him, will come with the clear signs, all, he will address them, the Jews, Christians, non-Muslims. قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ. I have come to you with the wisdom, and that is to say the right words at the right time, at the right place. مَوْقَى إِشَنَاسِ مَرْدَمْ شَنَاسِ. You must know which occasion to say, and what to say, and who to say. So, وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ. And I'll explain in detail. Bayan, explanation. Tabiyin, to explain in detail. وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ. And I'll explain to you for your benefit in detail. The things in which you are differing, you're differing regarding my status. One says this, one says that. This is the truth. I am a servant, slave of Allah. I am a messenger of Almighty Allah. I am not the son of Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. I am not a person who comes from a loose lady. My mother is Honorable Mother Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Batul, the one who moved away from a toxic society to a pure place and so forth. So he will explain all that to them. So all these differences of yours. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Almighty Allah wa ati'un, and be obedient to me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَرَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُوهُ. So verily he, Almighty Allah, is my sustainer and your sustainer, so worship him alone. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. So that is the straight path. So these Jews, Christians, all of them, فَاخْتَلَفَ الْأَحْزَابِ. The parties and the groupings, all had difference of opinion. مِنْ بَيْنِهِمْ, among themselves. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. وَيْلٌ means قَدْ هَلَكَ. That is already landing up in Jahannam and the hellfire. Woe and destructions to those oppressors, tenpot dictators, those who commit shirk and blasphemy. So ظَلَمُوا مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمٍ Aleem. On that day, the day of justice, the day of judgment, there will be a painful, terrible punishment and chastisement. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ. What, they are not waiting for anything but the day of justice. أَنْ تَعْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً. It will come to them suddenly. So مَلَا تَعْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَةً, Quran says. It will come to you suddenly when you don't expect it, the day of justice. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they will not even perceive it, comprehend it. It will happen so quickly. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. And وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. And in front, وَتَذَهُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And in front, Allah says, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Chapter 22, verse 2, all truths. The people on that day, you will think that they drunk and intoxicated. Nay, they're not drunk, intoxicated. But the punishment, chastisement of Almighty Allah is very, very severe. So they will not even know what hit them. Who are the true friends of one another? Al-Akhilla, the plural of Khalil. You say, this is my bosom buddy, my best friend. Al-Akhilla, yawma idhim ba'duhum li ba'din adu. So the best friends on that day, day of reckoning, they will become one another's enemy. And they will say, I can't help you. I can't do anything for you. Illa al-muttaqeen. except the people of true piety. They will try and intercede. They will try and help the person in some way or the other. So we need to know that our relationship must be pure. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. To love for Almighty Allah's sake and to hate for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is a sign of perfect iman. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. Open the hadith in Mishkat Sharif and you will find it. That's a sign of perfect and good iman. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So today is the 26th of Sha'ban, 1446. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. 3 years since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and one side is Europe, Canada, on the other side is Moscow, and Washington is going that way there, and under the Trump administration. So Trump is not really standing with Europe, he is standing more and more with them, with the Russians and so forth. So that's a big blow there for Macron, speaking now to the press and so forth, say no, that we want America on board. We don't want them off, you see. So they're begging America. But Trump, you know, Trump is very, very unpredictable. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, is trying to sabotage the ceasefire. He doesn't want to release the 620 Palestinians and violating all the laws of international law. But because they are Jews and whiteys, so you see no action is taken against them. So remember that they are war criminals. Bibi can visit Germany. Germany has a new leader now, Chancellor Merz. So M-E-R-Z. So he says you can come to Germany. So what happened to all the law about the ICC, that all these people who come and they are war criminals, you must arrest them. So you see what these whiteys do. They hypocrites. They're the biggest racists in most countries I visited as well. You will see it blatantly. Bibi appears in court. His problems will never get finished till he goes to jail, inshallah, in this world, and everlasting hell in the year after, inshallah. So Bibi heckled while showing the photos of the Bibas family. You murdered them. Your army murdered them. And conveniently now, selective amnesia, you want to blame Hamas, but the Israeli jutlas, they realize your game. They know you are a serial liar and you are a big, big harami. So that much you know what the meaning of harami. An illegitimate child, a B, and in his case, BB, so a double B, the harami. UK and France say that Starmer and Macron, both haramis, they say they are prepared to send 30,000 peacekeepers there to Ukraine, not to fight and so forth, just to see that everything is fine and so forth. So that is what they are proposing to show Ukraine. We will stand with you, even if America does not stand with you. With you. The Saudi media is telling you for Ramadan, before you go for Umrah, you must take the meningitis vaccine. So the Saudis, they are just bootlickers, the government, MBS and so forth. What America tells them, what Israel tells them, they're not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They are Khainul Haramain Sharifain. Traitors to the Haram Sharif, building sanamas in the holy cities of Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara, and telling the people must take the haram vaccine. So tell them that no, I would rather go to Aqsa and then show solidarity there with our brothers, sisters and children in Palestine. Now listen to this, you jutlas, haramis, I know you're listening to me. Listen, this is what your newspaper, Jerusalem Post, has mentioned. In Israel, there are 14,000 sex workers. Sex workers is just a euphemism for prostitutes. So there are 14,000 sex workers. And from the 14,000, 3,000 are minors. So that is what you do. You corrupt everybody. Your minors also, you use them as sex workers. And you use them as prostitutes. You curse nation. You scum of the earth, you murderers of prophets and messengers, baby killers and so forth. Why a khuya jwat as a dwaya jwat. Here Aswa saying Akhnets was a jwat. That is what our Afrikaans teacher and the Bura taught us. A good Jew is a dead Jew. You are so stingy, just like the. So if you tell a person you are so stingy, just like a Jew, imagine using young girls as prostitutes and so forth. Two Israelis caught for bombing the empty buses. That's what they do. That they will do the wrong things and say the Palestinians did it. And use Hasbara. And now everybody is catching up with them. If you just look at the news on social media, how many white guys, how many white women, how many soccer teams, and how many sports personalities openly are supporting Palestina. Palestina will be free from the river to the sea, and that's what we want to see in our lifetime, inshallah. So remember that one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Trump trumpeting away, he still got the dream to make Canada the 51st state of America. It will not happen. So he says that Canada can keep their national anthem. So now they say that BB says that we must try and release all the hostages one time. But that's exactly what Hamas said last year and this year as well. But you must get out, completely out of Gaza and the Palestinian territories, and you must not be occupying any one of them, and there must be a permanent ceasefire. But for that, you are not prepared to do that. Israel is doing in the West Bank what it wanted to do in Gaza, to annex it, and they brought their tanks and army in and so forth. Evacuated 40,000 people, Palestinians. Israel is no better than Hamas when it comes to the hostages and so forth. 17 people injured in Colombia. There's some big blasts. You know they have the drug cartels there. Our news here, yeah? So the newspapers, the Citizen says, now, at 5 o'clock, so now there's 15 minutes time, 17 minutes time, it will be stage 2 load shedding from Tuesday morning, 5 a.m. There the people say, in the field of the army and defense, the South African army is a Mickey Mouse army. I told you that long time ago. Our politicians are worse than Mickey Mouse. They just there to fill their pockets and get fat and make themselves fat and their families. Hopeless, useless, incompetent people, majority of them. South African government has no control over X, that is Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. People put misinformation, disinformation, and they get away with it. Programs today, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Suleiman with Maulana Zahid, and he's there in Makkah, all day in Pakistan now, but he studied in Makkah, he's American. Bless of marriage, inshallah, 11 to 12, 1 to 2, tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Maulana Salim, we have 17 minutes left. So inshallah, I hope, I mentioned yesterday in the Q&A that Mufti Aku will be doing the Kiddie show, and there will be prizes given out, 5 questions for 5 different people, and this will be children under 10 years old, so you can give them the exact timing and so forth. It will be suhoor time, so everybody is awake, mashallah, and Junaid Mota will be the man in charge. He got his diary, he got his pen, and mashallah, he will write down, record the names, and same day he will make the EFT earns on the 1-2 days, and you will have the prize 100 rand courtesy of Capital Group. Allah reward Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Let's carry on. Maulana Salim, sharp shoot Q&A, inshallah.
So my elderly neighbor mistakenly read her Isha at 7:50 p.m. and only after that he realized that Isha sets in at 8:04 in Durban. Must she repeat her salah or is it fine?
If a person read any Fard Salat before the time entered, by mistake you did it. So remember, in that case there, you must repeat your salat. It's like reading Zohar Salat now, or Maghrib Salat, or some Salat now. The time has not entered. So remember and read the dua. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. Oh, beloved Allah, do not take us to task for that which we did in nasina, forgetfully, aw akhta'na, inadvertently, unintentionally. So you must repeat the salat ma'asi kala anti, and next time make sure, similarly, Ramadan Mubarak is coming, people, make sure that what time is suhoor, sehri time ending, what time is iftar, sometime people already continue eating, and sehri time, suhoor time is expired, people make iftar before time, sometimes they say my watch was running fast, so all this will nullify and break your fast. You must be very careful and circumspect in that regard.
Mufti Sahab, if a man's daughter marries a non-Muslim, does the daughter still inherit from his estate?
Remember, if a daughter marries a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, so she's very happy about it and she's very pleased about it and she says it's acceptable for her, so she is a murtadda out of the fold of Islam. She is rejecting Surah 60, chapter number 60, Surah Mumtahina, verse 10. لا هن حل لهم ولا هم يحلون لهن. And once she's a murtadda, a non-Muslim, Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi hadith in Tirmidhi and in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, لا يرث المسلم الكافر ولا الكافر المسلم. A non-Muslim will not inherit from a Muslim, and a Muslim will not inherit from a non-Muslim. A murtadda, he or she will not inherit, and nobody will inherit from them. Allah forbid your daughter became a murtadda and denounced Islam and became an apostate, and you pass away, then she will not inherit. And even now, you must sever all ties with her. La salama wa la kalam. You must excommunicate her and expel her from the family circles and so forth. That is wajib and compulsory upon you, the parents. If you agree with what your daughter is doing and you encourage her, then you also murtad and out of the fold of Islam.
Mufti Sahab, I came across this fatwa on Miss Salah, that if it was missed intentionally, then it cannot be covered. The opportunity is gone. Is this true?
The masla is called Ma Hukmu Tariki Salat. That's in Arabic. I just gave you the translation. What is the verdict and the ruling of those people who miss their first salat, compulsory, mandatory salat, namaz, prayer, intentionally, deliberately? So there's a whole book written on this. In fact, yesterday I had it in my hand. I was looking for some other kitab and that kitab came, so I just smiled, you know. I said, how I love you, O book. And that is Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, celebrated student, Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah's book regarding, and the book's name is Kitabu Salat. In there he has a wonderful academic discussion. Majority Sahaba, companions, students of Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, if you miss salat deliberately, you're out of the fold of Islam. And from the fuqaha, the jurists, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and the Hanbali school, their official fatwa and verdict is that. You can see it and refer to to the book Al-Mughni by Ibn Qudama, and you will find the details there. So yes, the person will be a murtad out of the fall of Islam, according to majority Sahaba, companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and according to the Hanbali school. And remember that according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, he's Muslim, but he must be killed for missing Salat deliberately. According to Hanafi's, he must be imprisoned, incarcerated, hatta yamut or yatub, till he repents or till he dies. So it shows what a serious issue it is. So this is the Salafis of today. They tell the people, if you miss Salat deliberately, then you just make dua and then make tawbah and finish. They don't tell them the whole story, you see, because they want to curry favor with them and bootlick them. Tell the people that you're a murtad, You're out of the fold of Islam. Tell them your nikah is broken, your children are haramis, and tell them you will not be buried in a Muslim graveyard. You'll be buried with the non-Muslims. That is the verdict of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. But they don't have the guts to do that because they want to come for collection by you. They want your money and so forth. Therefore, I say, without fear of contradiction, today's Salafis, I don't say all, but majority of them, they are Muslim, but they dawl and mudil. They astray and they lead others astray. So remember, Qadha is compulsory according to majority scholars. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the battle, you must remember, of Khandaq and so forth, that there were times when Salat could not be read, and then Qaza Salat was read. So what you mean there's no Qaza and so forth? Ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you walk straight in Jahannam and the hellfire? First thing they will say, qalu lam nakum minal musallin, we should not read our Salat and so forth. Man taraka salata mutaammidan faqad kafar. So many proof there are for that. So remember that we will agree that a person who misses his salat is committing a major, major sin and is skating on very, very thin ice. Remember, you are right on the edge of leaving Iman and Islam and exiting it and so forth. When you study the Nusus and the divine text and the prophetic text and the ayat I recited, chapter 74, Surah Muddassir, and verses 42-43, Ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you walk into Jahannam? First thing they said, lam nakum minal musallin. So we need to understand what a serious crime it is to miss our salat. Watching soccer, cricket, movies, can't wake up for Fajr Salat, can't read 5 daily Salat on time. So remember, according to the Hanbalis, we don't pass the fatwa on that, but I mention it to show you and highlight to you how serious a crime it is. Such people are out of the fold of Islam, and then the ramifications and consequences of that.
Mufti Saab, this is a very important masala for our ladies. What is the code of dress for Salah? Many times the sisters are in their samiras or in their pajamas. They just throw open a burqa and they read their Salah. Kisab, will the Salah be valid?
Remember, you, my sisters, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about your dress code, not only for Salat, at all times, basically. I'll give you the verses and you must look at them. Chapter 33 and verse number 33, Quran Kareem states, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, is compulsory upon Muslim women to stay glued to their houses. You're not allowed to run around here and there, run a taxi, take children to school, take children to madrasa, take that on a daily basis and so forth. Since when that has become permissible? Then Quran says, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. You can't be exposing your beauty as the women used to do in the first jahiliya, the first ignorance. And that is before the Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious honorable birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More specific, chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 31, Almighty Allah states, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ, you can't be exposing your beauty to everyone, all and sundry, and strange men, إِلَّا لِبُؤُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِ بُؤُولَتِهِنَّ. Yes, in front of your husband, there's no parda, there's no hijab. Your father, your father-in-law, or your brother, your son, your nephew. So Almighty Allah has mentioned a whole list there. Chapter 24, verse 31. And remember, for Salat, Almighty Allah has mentioned a specific verse. Ya Bani Adam, O progeny, children of Adam, Khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. They take your beauty when you go for Salat. You see, I wake up with Allah's help, and then I have wudu, what have you. And then when I wear my clothes, then first thing I do is I put nice itar and everything before reading tahajjud, before going for Fajr Salat. I have an appointment with my beloved Allah. Take your beauty with you when you go for your Salat. And that is compulsory, chapter 7 and verse number 31, as enshrined in the noble Quran. Come to Muslim Sharif and you will find a beautiful hadith, and this is specifically for you women. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kitabul Libas wa Zina, the chapter of clothing and beauty and adornment. That's in Fani min Ahlin Nar. And you will find that, you must remember, two categories. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they will be dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire. Walam arahuma, I didn't see them. They were not prevalent in those days. Qawmun ma'ahum ashyat, that they will have the whip, and they'll be lashing people, the sambok, you know, we say in Afrikaans. And my father used to sell it there in the shop. I used to play with it. I liked it, you see. That you just make letters, woo, makes a nice sound also. And that is to play with the sambok. Yeah, they're not playing with it, they're whipping and lashing people. So that's primarily the men, the tenpot dictators and their police and their Mossad and so forth. And thereafter, that you have the woman. وَنِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتٌ عَارِيَاتٌ مَائِلَاتٌ مُمِيلَاتٌ. You have the women who think that they are dressed, but they're wearing transparent see-through clothing. And their aim is to seduce and induce the men to come towards them. وَعَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِنَّ كَأَصْنَامِ الْبُخْتِ. And on their head, they have like the hump of the camel, such a big bun, like the Eiffel Tower. Never mind Jannat. لَمْ يَجِدْنَ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ. You will not even get the fragrance of Jannah. So you sisters need to be very careful. Just wear your nightie, just wear pyjama, and just read Salat. It's see-through. You can see everything. That when they make tawaf there, I tell them, don't wear white clothes, because you can see right through. The floodlights are so powerful. And you, the men, especially Umrah time, Hajj time, walking around there with your shorty pyjama and your jockey everywhere and all that. I tell them 100 times, say, no, we're out of the haram. Why? You in the haram or out of the haram, it's still haram to do all this. Haya, Imam Malik mentioned one beautiful hadith in his Muwatta, Imam Malik. Inna likulli deenin khuluqa. Every religion has got a unique feature. وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامَ الْحَيَا. The unique feature of Islam is haya, shame and modesty. So many things we can speak about. So we must be very careful, and you must wear socks also when you read your salat, my ladies, my daughters, my sisters. And that is wajib and compulsory, whether you're going to the hospital or you're going shopping or you're reading Salat. According to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, Hanafi say it's not compulsory. But I'm telling you, when you go to Makkah and that, you must wear socks. Otherwise, you come back cursed. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِالْحَادِمْ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Remember that your toes, your heels are touching strange men right there by Baytullah. What do you think? Allah is pleased with that? Allah say, we will unleash a painful punishment for you. So you ladies need to understand what Quran Sharif is teaching us, what the Sunnah Mubarakah is teaching us.
Mufti Sahab, I know that someone is selling tiger cubs. Not only is this cruel to the animal because of their living conditions. Mufti Sahab, what is the Sharia of Islam?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the exclusive rahmatul lil alamin. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, "Inna Allah katab al ihsan ala kulli shay." Allah Jalla Wala has prescribed, ordained upon you, O Muslim, you must do ihsan, you must do goodness, treat the creation of Allah, animals, all that, in a humane manner. That is another thing today's world that you have. You must remember what they call that, the stunning of the animals. Therefore we say haram. In America, they're going to go this way now. The halal organizations are in big problems, just like Canada. They don't want hand slaughter. So this will impact the Muslims and impact the Jutlas who are interested in their religion and so forth. So all these are challenges for the Muslim Ummah, whether it's an elephant, whether it's a tiger, whether it's a lion, whether it's a rabbit. If you are making zulm upon it, oppressing it and so forth, absolutely haram and not permissible. So people like this, you must report them to the SPCA, report them to all these various organizations, and they must then go and find them, because they are now making zulam and oppression. Oppression of any creation in Islam is not permissible. Therefore, Islam says the stunning of the animals, that you want to just slaughter maximum amount in minimum time, is haram and not permissible in Islam.
Isab, what is the best dua to read in the month of Ramadan?
Remember, in Ramadan, out of Ramadan, after our Iman, Islam, and we should be asking Allah Jalla Wala for Khatima bil Iman. We all know that death is inevitable. Look at the usloob, the methodology of the noble Quran. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 183, 184, 185, 187. All to do with Ramadan. I must add one. Chapter 2, verse 186. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of dua to show, O Sa'im, O Sa'ima, O Muslim, O Muslima, O fasting person, O Muslim, that Ramadan is Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, chapter 2, verse 185, chapter 2, 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَان. So it's a month of dua and da'wat. Allah se maangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So tahajjud time, suhoor time, iftar time, these are special moments. Not to kill time, raise our heads, go into sujood in the privacy of your home, and then speak to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the greatest dua, Ya Allah, make my ending with Iman and Islam. Surah 12, verse 101, Surah Yusuf, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka, O Allah, Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. O Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. And you ask Allah al-afiyah, husband, wife, parents, children, learn this dua. Allahumma, inshallah Muhammad Salim will repeat it for you also. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Hadith there mentioned in Ibn Majah and in various compilations you will find. Oh beloved Allah, we beg of you forgiveness. Oh Allah, we beg of you afiyah, safety, comfort regarding our Iman, our Islam, our health, our wealth, our honor, our family, so our religion, everything across the board. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah, in this worldly life and in the year after. Allah Jalla Wala bless us all. I don't know, I think we finish, or you got time for one more?
Yeah, our time is up, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us afiyat and give us tawfiq.